Across Massachusetts, buildings are coming down to make room for luxury condos, new homes, and office buildings. But the buildings have to be taken down with care because asbestos may be lurking inside. It all means good economic times for those in the demolition and asbestos removal business. But federal prosecutors have taken an interest in some of these companies, concerned they may be cheating thousands of workers out of pay. WBUR's Bruce Kellerman and reporter Beth Daly with the investigative news unit, The Eye, have written a follow-up to our earlier expose on questionable safety practices by some of these companies. We spoke with Beth Daly about why federal prosecutors are looking at these companies.
Basically, they're cheating workers potentially. Federal prosecutors think that these companies are paying workers less than half at times of what they should be and not getting the benefits, the pensions, medical benefits, and others that they were promised to by collective bargaining agreements.
Less than half of what they should be paid, meaning less than half of minimum wage,
now,
or what?
You know, asbestos removal is a dirty business, and people in the union field usually get paid with benefits about $53 an hour. But if you're not being paid union wage, you might get $17 an hour, but no pension, no medical, no other benefits for your future.
How many companies are federal prosecutors looking at?
They're looking right now, or have indicted, five in total right now.
Five. And how do these alleged schemes actually work?
So it's pretty complicated. So first, a company signs a collective bargaining agreement with a union promising to pay workers, let's say, $50 an hour with benefits. But they don't really want to pay every single worker every single time $50 an hour. So they create another company, a non-union company, but they use the same workers to do the same type of work for that non-union company and pay them much less.
Well, let me ask, is it legal to do that? Can you pay a worker different pay for the same job by the same company in two different locations?
No, that's a great question. And the answer is it's complicated. Case law and a lot of construction attorneys we talked to said two companies can operate, but they have to operate completely separately, usually different geographical area, different workers, different equipment. One person can own a union company and a non-union company. But it gets really sticky and legally sticky if both those companies are run out of the same shop, use the same workers, and the same equipment. And that's what federal prosecutors are looking at.
How much money can these companies make by using this tactic? Do we know?
It's a lot of money. So if you imagine you're paying someone $50 an hour and then sometimes paying the workers $15 an hour, for every hour, you're getting that price differential.
Well, tell me about health and safety concerns for these workers. If the companies are allegedly shortchanging these workers dollar-wise, is there a concern they might be cutting corners when it comes to the safe removal and disposal of asbestos?
Yeah, so federal prosecutors are concerned and regulators are concerned about these workers being exposed to asbestos and developing cancer, you know, 10, 20, 30 years later. However, but they focus on the wage issue because that's what they can legally go after these companies for. And so what we're seeing is a lot of civil cases and criminal cases over these wage issues.
Remind us of what you discovered with some of these companies that you and WBUR's Martha Biebinger reported on in an earlier story.
So we found demolition workers removing asbestos in buildings with absolutely no protection at all. They were clearly likely inhaling asbestos dust. We found many companies cutting safety corners, not providing the correct respiratory equipment, the right suits, the right decontamination. So some of these workers were going home to their little children and wives at night covered with asbestos dust.
Let me ask you one more question. Is there any solution to this other than prosecution?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, these workers clearly are vulnerable and look like in some cases they're being taken advantage of. A solution might be more government eyes, more regulators on these companies. There isn't that many right now. So that's one solution. Another solution is we're finding some companies are unionizing to try to get the protections under the law that could be afforded to them as opposed to be paid, you know, ad hoc by companies. So, yeah, there's some solutions. They're all challenging, though.
Beth Daly, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Beth Daly is with the investigative news outlet, The Eye. For the rest of our reporting on this issue, asbestos, go to the website, WBUR.org.